The only reason to watch NFL football, and Roger Goodell knows this, otherwise he wouldn't have sold his soul to DraftKings and FanDuel and any organization that he can connect himself with in the NFL. Right? Remember they used to laugh at this. They used to make the Greek come on and pretend like he wasn't talking about betting money on a game. He would say to Phyllis George, well, if you were inclined to take an interest in this game. It's like, what are you talking about, Greek? You're sending it in with both fists. We know that. The point spread is the only important thing. It was taboo to mention gambling in any form,
any way,
connected with the National Football League. And now every betting slob is welcome for a free lunch at Goodell's house. All you have to do is show a losing ticket from some casino. Yeah, come on in, Lou. How much did you lose? Well, that's too bad. I tell you what, we got another full slate of games coming up this week, and I got just the pick for you. Goodell will be touting games pretty soon on FanDuel.
Honestly.
That'll be great. This week, I really like Cleveland with the points against Kansas City.
Like the commission's takes, and then you'd go to Roger Goodell in that room he did the draft from 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's buried in the basement there with, like, the gold sheet. Pouring over stats and sabermetrics. The agent to the stars, Brett Tesser. Welcome to the show. How excited do you get? And there's still, I guess, you know, I'm watching a crawl last night, and I'm thinking, look at all these guys being announced as out for the season. Still some maneuvering to be made before the season even gets underway around the National Football League. Has your phone been ringing, my friend?
My phone's not ringing because all my players are pretty much squared away. I'm abnormally excited. In fact, I'm heading up to Tampa tomorrow. I represent a linebacker on the Cowboys and a guy on the Bucks. It's going to be great to be there for the opening game for sure.
You going to do one of those deals and wear like a half a Bucks and half a Cowboys jersey to the game?
No, I'm going to do like Don King. I'm going to leave with whoever wins.
Only Steve Smoger, the referee, he was known as Let Him Bleed. Remember that guy, Steve Smoger?
No.
Refed a lot of big fights.
Let Him Bleed.
Let Him Bleed, Steve Smoger.
Most of your references, nobody knows what you
said. Only he would have, you know, maintained the contention that the Marlins were still alive in 1971.
That was his motto, Let Him Bleed?
Let Him Bleed, yes.
What is he, Ivan Drago?
Paramedics were attending to the guy in the corner. Hey, one more round, kid.
Let Him Bleed.
Let Him
one
Bleed.
More round.
I mean, a lot of people like that, though. They think it should be a fight to the finish.
Oh, Jesus.
They have that whole gladiator mentality about boxing and any kind of blood sport like that.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
I want to have a little sing-along here. Welcome back to the show, the ALT Depot Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami, a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, live from Gulfstream Park with Trackside. And here's the way we feel. Well, we didn't get to it fast enough, that chorus there. Dancing in the moonlight.
We were this morning at 6 o'clock. It was
dancing
still moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Can we do one together here? Louie, you want to chime in on this thing? On three. One, two, three. Dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
feeling all right.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
That's the way we feel today because we're kicking off the weekend here trackside at Gulfstream Park. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday is underway. Our degenerate handicappers We're on fire, my friends.
And good news just came across the wire. I'm very excited.
You got the reverse mush theory pick of the century.
Very excited to announce that this text just came in from
I really love the angle here also on 220 Tommy's reverse mush pick.
Yes.
Because he loved the Jets last week and loved. Mushed them.
Yeah, he mushed them.
And they were, you know, not really competitive in the first half, came back, made it a little close there. It was dicey. What was it, a three-and-a-hook line, and they ended up losing by five.
Yes.
19-14, although it looked like you were in a winner's circle right from the beginning of the race there as they came out of the gate, because it looked like Carolina was just going to put up 20, 30 points in each half and ended up only getting 19. But now he's going against the very same New York Jets, your beloved New York Jets. Holy Joe Willie, what's the story here?
Lock of the weekend, he says the Patriots are the lock of the weekend, which means
Patriots laying six on the road against a Jet team that will be very determined, as all NFL teams are. Well, they don't want to get off to that 0-2 start. Whoa, there's a brilliant deduction.
Yeah, the Giants didn't either, but guess what? They got off to an 0-2 start last night because somebody went offsides.
You can't take a worse beat. Now, how many matzo balls was it that you fired at that big screen in your house there, Jersey Kyle Martinez? Because, wow, imagine, too, the horror. This is Colonel Kurt City, the horror of waking up to that missed field goal, thinking, got it, yeah, money line, plus 168. And then, well, the announcers always think this is a joke, too, right? They must realize that some people are about to get stabbed right in the back. Well, there's a little laundry there on the field.
Yeah, no.
A little laundry.
You're going to start.
You bleep hole.
You're going to start hearing these
announcers.
They're
going to let him kick it again? Are you kidding me? You can't miss from 43.
There's a guy somewhere in Lauderdale by the sea that must have had the money line here because we just heard a loud noise come from that area.
You're close enough to the ocean, though, to get there within minutes and just go straight out to the horizon, correct?
It's just carrying the bricks that I need to keep me down. This is the hard part.
Well, with that weight you're putting on, you don't necessarily need the bricks. You could just dive in off the pier.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're starting to look like that harness driver that you're talking about. There really is a 400-pound harness driver in the Midwest? A 400-pound harness driver.
Maybe he's like 360 or something. The guy's big. I mean, he's a big guy. But he owns and, like, rides his own horses.
What kind of physics is involved there to realize that a jockey can only weigh, like, 115? But a harness driver could be a 400-pound blimp and not compromise the chances of the horse because he's sitting in a little bicycle behind it?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe like, you know, like a seesaw. Like they just
must
balance
heavy
it
package.
Out. It's like a seesaw or something. They maybe pump a little more air in the tires or something. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I wouldn't bet on a horse that had a 400-pound guy on him.
You've been taking some tough beats on the money line, though. I mean, it's almost like the clubbing of seals to get beaten that fashion. An offsides call and a missed field goal try at the end of the game from 48. Otherwise, the Washington football team goes down in flames, and they're off to an 0-2 start. And instead, it's the team that's getting crucified, the New York football Giants, who everybody is saying, I don't know about this, looking pretty weak. And once again, for the fifth year in a row, they start out the season 0-2.
Nice.
Does it matter as much, Luby? Throw some cliches at this thing. Does it matter as much because there's 17 games this year? Well, 0-2 is not necessarily as devastating as it used to
be. It is
there,
funny.
Joe.
I'm curious how they're going to match it up because 0-2 supposedly never makes the playoff. That's always a set they love to show out there. They're out there, but now there's an extra game. So how do you compare the stats now to, like, the past when we have an extra game? I am curious how they're going to, like, use the cliches. Well, you know, if you start 0-2, this is a must-win. It's like, is it a must-win? Like, we've never been here before.
That was a must-lose for Jersey last night, and you had to feel the pain, and it was interesting, too, because you often talk. You would like to go into more in-depth analysis. Wouldn't you like to play some highlights from that game, Louie? With your natural radio sports talk instincts, shouldn't we have, like, a couple of calls from that game? Well, there's a pass there, Ryan. Can you believe this? Heineke, kid, you don't need to know anything about this
game
except the flag on a field goal try that was missed at the end of the game cost you 168.
Do you actually believe when you hear these guys, this woman, whoever she was, that said,
Amy Lawrence.
Yeah, Amy just said that. I mean, you got to imagine. Oh, well, it was really that play in the second quarter when the guy dropped that.
No, it wasn't. They're sitting there with a chance to win the game, and they would have won it.
It had nothing to do with the giant receiver that dropped the pass in the second quarter. It had to do with that jerk that went offside. End the story. I mean, come on. Why do they try to?
There are tougher beats that a man could take, but that has to be one of the most horrendous
I've ever
seen.
Especially on like a field goal. When do you go offsides on a field goal? Like, that's weird.
On a field goal, right? You're yelling, miss it, your mama, yeah, your underwear's on fire.
That's it. Yeah, no, I mean, the only
jump up, wave your arms in the air. I mean, who's diving into the pile on a field goal try?
I mean, I was going to win $168. So if you really look at it, I mean, it's not the end of the world.
It's a $268 turnaround.
But you, my friend.
Your stick went up in smoke.
All right. So
take a cigarette lighter and just blow it onto a stick.
All right. So instead of having $168 in my pocket, now I have -$100. Yeah, negative. Yes.
That's $268.
So it hurts. It does hurt.
That's a 4-point swing there. You know what? The basket they missed there, the layup at the one end, and then he goes down the other end and goes all the way to the hoop.
Yeah, but it's not really the end of the world. But you, my friend, when you were taken down with Argentine Tango,
that meant
thousands and thousands of profit, you know. So that hurts more than some fat guy going off sides, you know, some whatever he was trying to do.
Well, that was also a ridiculous, arbitrary kind of existential decision by the stewards here, unfortunately. And I'm hoping it was more of the state stewards that were involved. I guess they were signed by the state, right?
Yes.
Was Walter Blum involved in that decision?
I don't know.
I like Walter Blum a lot, but if he was in that room. And he was a writer. He knows that this foul was of no consequence whatsoever, if it even was a foul.
But who was the clown that was running through the grandstand telling you, you're coming down?
A mush. Could have been Jimmy Haas.
It was just some guy.
Right after that, he asked me, as I'm throwing my tickets in the air, he asked me if I could squeeze him a 20. The Greek 4-0 going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. The Greek 4-0 last week. A remarkable job. He was very straight and simple and to the point. He did not want to embellish any of those selections. Did you notice that last week?
He's got that.
Oh, you weren't here. Yeah, were you listening?
I was listening.
Back to wherever it was that you go after the show, some carnival that you're running?
I was, and he's got that carnival that I'm running. Thank you. You're going to always bring up the incident.
You're the only guy with, like, your car parked and then right behind it, because you only have one space at your place, a big carnival truck with a clown ride on it.
Yes.
Did he complain about that at your complex?
No. When we pull up the job site.
They wouldn't allow you to keep a jet ski back there.
Every job that we do, we set up a Ferris wheel and one of those horse things. You know,
I'm surprised that Jeffrey Laurier didn't stop by and want to buy that off you so you can put it in center field there at Marlins Park. Where do you think he got that contraption from, that home run thing?
It's gone.
Doesn't that look like something that fell off a truck on Okeechobee Road? When it used to be like is that still two-lane all the way down there?
It reminded me of that thing, where, if you ever were a fan of the Jersey Shore boardwalk, and you had that thing where you had that little gun and that thing came up and you had to shoot at it as it came up, bing, bing, and you keep trying to shoot that thing. That's kind of what it reminded me of.
The squirt gun contest, where even if you win, you lose because the prize is never worth the amount of money that you invested in the game.
Yeah, you fill the balloon up and it explodes, and then they hand you like this little worm or something that's like, you know, what is this?
What's the worst one of those games on the Jersey Shore boardwalk? Is it the metal milk bottles that you're supposed to knock down with a softball?
No, you know the classic is the
bench. Those things are welded to the deck there.
You don't know this is only not, you know, located at the Jersey Shore. These rims are located in every carnival around the country. The basketball rim that's bent closed, but you can't see it because you're looking head on.
The circumference of the ball is wider than the actual rim itself.
They have some, like, 450-pound fat guy sitting on the rims before they put them
up. Hey, big man. Right in front of your girlfriend, you know, it makes a fool of you. It's hey, big man, you got any kind of a shot?
Yeah, come up here. Your girlfriend thinks you're a wimp.
I'd rather have him guess my weight at this point. Yeah.
Then you throw up like $40 worth of shots and you get nothing. And they go, we'll give you this thing, little token prize. They give you like a lollipop.
Meanwhile, I mean, I'm glad you finally went to the dentist there, Jersey Kyle. I really am. Not that this has anything to do with the sporting life, but... You hadn't been in, what, 40 years?
No,
and then the guy pulled more teeth out of your mouth than when I took my dog Skippy in there. He's had battles with his teeth a long time. They pulled like 20 teeth from your dog.
Yeah.
How many did they pull at one time? Five?
Five
at one shot.
Five on Monday, yeah.
What did the guy use, a sledgehammer and a wedge?
Jaws of life. He had his foot in my chest.
Hey, Jimmy, him out of there.
I think the guy pulled more than he should have. Like, I think he was looking to, like, make a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, well, it's $1,000 a tooth for everyone who walks out of there and another 1,000 for the one that goes in.
Well, think about the deal there, right? Like, if I go on a job site, right, and I go to the guy, these piling aren't really that good. We got to yank them all, right?
Yeah.
But maybe really three of them were okay. You could have left them. Well, this guy could have done the same thing, right? Could have said, two of them are really bad, but we really should just get rid of all of them. What? It's like an extra $5,000 I got to come up with now.
Don't eat any caramel today.
Caramel.
That's my recommendation.
Thank you.
ALT Defoe Show presented by Destination Sport Miami. A deal on Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Anna is cranking down there. The only one doing better than our handicappers right now is Anna.
Yeah.
Deal Volkswagen.
No, they're moving them out. We just got two more. Kept it in the family there.
How about delivered straight to Hillsborough Boulevard there, that area in Boca Raton? These guys are down there in Coral Gables, US 1 and Bird Road.
You don't want to drive down here? Don't worry about it. We'll send it up. Boom, there it was.
And they're not afraid to send it in. So we're still alive with 9-7 with the Pirates in town. The run for 71.
Big weekend.
It's not over yet. Holy Tommy Hutton, I think we can win this thing. I don't want to jinx it by saying that, but we would have to sweep the Pirates. So tonight's game is as meaningful as any in Marlins history.
I think Tommy's really rooting for us, too. I really think he's behind the whole thing.
Tommy Hutton?
Yes.
220.
Tommy Hutton. No, not 220. I hope he goes the other way.
Yeah, we're hoping
he thinks
expects
we lose.
Us to lose every game. All right, we're coming back with more. We're trackside here at Gulfstream Park, 2 p.m. post time today for the Twilight Racing. Spring-summer meet is on Thursday through Sunday with live racing here, getting closer to my home. Closer and closer to the championship meet. I don't want to start touting that because there's so much excitement.
It's right around the corner, buddy. Before you know it, December's here.
Man, man, oh, man. It's going to be great. Here at Gulfstream Park, a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday continues in a moment. Now that.
The time.
7:20, ladies and gentlemen.
To get paid, betting favorites, don't you know? Couldn't pick a winner, nothing was going right. Sitting in the sports book with my dough running low, and tickets getting torn. The lying on the floor, betting like a madman out of control. So I hit it on out that door. Well, I remember what a bookie said to me. He swore I could always win. I never should have listened, you know. I never ever should have listened to him. Against the spread.
Betting against the spread.
Well, I'm older now, but I'm still betting against the spread.
Cleanse yourselves, people. Degenerate Yom Kippur right here. I'm betting against the spread.
Well, I got crushed on the money line last night with the G-Man.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
In Plantation, Luby's hometown.
Against the spread.
In Boca Raton at the Boca Resort.
Against the spread.
Palm Beach on 1230 The Zone.
Are you still sneaking into the Boca Resort for tennis?
I did earlier this week.
Nice.
I was there on Monday.
Do you get a free bar tab like on the Underhills, Bill? Can you finagle?
You know, they don't question much when you roll in there. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Once you blow by the security gate, you're good to go with just about anything.
You order drinks and a little
I signed for a few things.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. What do you sign? What name?
I signed the Underhill. I think I signed like Stu Schwartz or something.
Nice.
I'm not
very
sure
nice.
Exactly what I put down there. But nonetheless, got in, no problem. And I was surprised, really, that they allow a couple of schleps like Big Jack and me into the Boca Resort. Can you imagine?
But, sir, he said he was your cousin.
The horror. We do get a lot of oddball stares, though, when we're there playing tennis.
Well, you didn't wear...
Sheldon fits in because he's the member there. And
yes.
He actually looks the part, right? He's got.
You didn't wear that, like, to play in, did you?
Oh, this would have been dressed up for me playing tennis. What are you talking about? You know, I love that. I still have that Go Saint shirt, the G-E-A-U-X.
Yes.
That Leslie Bisser gave me 20 years ago with the holes in it.
Yes, you didn't wear that.
It's my lucky tennis shirt.
Don't they have like a collar rule or something? You have to wear a collar. You have to have like white.
Well, whatever dress code they have at the Boca Resort, we were in violation of the entire time. I can assure you. All right, it's the ALT Depot Show presented by Destination Sport Miami. Of course, a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday is underway. We have a classic rendition of the Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files.
Oh, yeah?
I think both Mike Mayo picked up on this, because I'm down to like four columns a week, if you will. I feel like Dave Hyde there at the Sun Sentinel. Well, I'll only be writing four columns a week. The columnists say, well, I'll only be writing four times a week. It's like, great, so what are you going to do on Friday? Yeah, we're on Thursday's column, and that's kind of what we've been doing here with the deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. But even Michael Rappaport picked up on this thing, so there might have been something to it. It's a little play on the whole idea about Brady being 44 years old.
All right.
That's coming up. Some people probably have this committed to memory since it played twice on Wednesday, but that was a long time ago, as Frankie Pentangeli would say. Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files on tap here on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We're live trackside at Gulfstream Park. The usual spectacular scene here in 2 p.m. It's going to get even better as they have live racing that you can punch away on and all the simulcasts. Belmont Park opened up yesterday, and so you have the simulcast there and all kinds of racing from around the country. So you can enjoy yourself in the Silk Simulcasting Room or anywhere in the track for that matter and go screen to screen if that's your pleasure or bet the great racing here at Gulfstream Park all afternoon beginning at 2 p.m. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Jersey Kyle Martinez. Brandon Lang of Two for the Money fame going to start out our handicapping here on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday in just a few minutes right after a Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files that's coming up in a moment. Now that.
The time.
That's 7:31. With apologies to the late L.A. Herald Examiner columnist Alan Malamud, some NFL Week 1 notes on a scorecard. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Anna and the gang at Deal are saying goodbye to summer and hello to autumn with their first fall sale of the year. Rake in the deals on all remaining 2021 models and fall into savings on the 2022s as well. Anna makes buying or leasing a Volkswagen easy, and Volkswagen makes cars that are absolute fun to drive. Enjoy savings on all Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. And you can count on Deal to always offer exceptional prices, selection, and the best service. Leave it to Anna and her team to get you a great deal. Say so long to summer and spice up your life with a new Volkswagen. Visit Deal today at the classic location, 3601 Bird Road. Tell them Defo sent you, or visit DealVolkswagen.com, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say it's all about the D-E-E-L. Some short takes on Week 1 in the NFL. Was anyone aware Tom Brady is 44 years old? Normally, a Miami Dolphins win over Bill Belichick and the Patriots would trigger massive celebration, especially in an opening game. But the Joe Philbin-like queasiness over Tua Tagovailoa's stature as a possible elite NFL quarterback left most fans and observers forced to curb their enthusiasm. Did Aaron Rodgers already check out of Green Bay? His horrible performance against the Saints makes you wonder if the Lambeau leap won't quickly turn into the Lambeau weep if Rodgers has already mentally moved on. Can you believe Tom Brady is 44 years old? That stench hovering over the Big Apple could be coming from one of three places. The Jets, who are encouraged despite losing to their former franchise quarterback prospect in Carolina, the Giants, who are just flat-out bad, or those refineries in Newark, whose ominous presence can always cast a dark, smelly cloud above the Big Apple. What's the over-under on a number of games in Jacksonville before Coach Urban Meyer fakes another nervous breakdown to get out of his contract on an early basis? The Falcons are in a perpetual funk, leaving Matt Ryan to possibly be the best quarterback since Marino to never win a Super Bowl. Tom Brady sure looks good for a guy who's 44 years old. Patrick Mahomes is the trump card for the traditionally porous early season defense of the Chiefs. Let's hope that loss to the Steelers is an indicator the Bills are about to bounce this year, especially when they play in Miami this week. Always consider the Raiders, no matter how putrid, to be a good bet on Monday Night Football. It was true all along. Preseason football is a waste of everyone's time. Holy Marvin Lewis, we're one game into the season, and the Bengals are still undefeated. Did we mention Tom Brady is 44? Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. Jeff DeForest, Jersey Kyle Martinez, back with more in a moment. Now that.
Do you want a tip on a horse?
Not especially.
We now return to the Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show. The search warrants have been issued, and we will try to find Brandon Lang at whatever strip club he's at in Las Vegas. That's coming up in just a few minutes, and let's not forget Vegas time. We're talking about 4:41 in the morning. We're talking about a fabled road here in South Florida in the morning, and we're going to fish up and fish out Brandon Lang from whatever strip club he happens to be at. He doesn't go there for the free lunch either. I mean, that's not his enticement
No.
in going to strip clubs in Las Vegas.
No, but I mean, we were those guys. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, Del Mar, it was 4 in the morning, and here we were. We were on the...
2:30 in the morning. Yeah, I was getting a wake-up call to do the show. You were out cold. What are you talking about, mister? I'll have my own room, Breath.
Yeah, but I fell out there. I made it. I rolled
up. You did stumble out there at one point, but you went right back to bed, which was smart. Luby is hustling you to give out your horse pick now, but I think we're going to save that for a little while. Are you going to stick around for a bit, Mr. Cameo?
Yeah, no, I'm going to stay all day. I'm going to do picks. I'm going to do some stats. I'm going to do all kinds of sports talk. I'm right here with you till the very end today.
Because Anna was kind of even implying that, hey, how is it that Kyle leaves after like an hour and a half of the show?
She was?
On Friday.
Anna was upset by that.
No, she doesn't get upset by anything. What are you talking about?
She's
a
really
guy could
chill.
Come in with an insulting offer on a car, and she goes, well, we'll see what we can do.
Let me talk to
see if we can work something out. I'll talk to somebody, and I'll talk to somebody, and once the word gets in there, believe me, you're going to be driving off the lot in that car. That's the way it goes at Deal Volkswagen, and we're happy to be out here at Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Trackside, Gulfstream Park. Billy Badgett's got to be eyeballing some kind of horse that he's got going for
every Friday.
Something big coming up later on. Yeah, always with the same gentleman whose name I don't know, but out here he's got racing forms.
Don't mention his name, that guy.
I can't. I don't know it. The ALT Depot Show is presented by Destination Sport Miami. Brandon Lang coming up here. We'll get into our handicapping session. The Greek was 4-0 last week. Mark Lawrence was 3-0-1, and the Professor was 3-1. That happened last week in the 8 o'clock hour, a combined 10-1.
Now, they were hot. Everybody was hot. Let me ask you a quick question, though. I just want to interrupt for a minute. How come at the track, like when you see a guy, right, you see a guy at the track and he goes, "You didn't see me here." Like, Nobody wants to be seen here. Like, why? This is a great place to be. I mean, why would
great you... Great place to be, but you could be with somebody that you're not supposed to be with. That was always a thing, right? That's why they didn't want you taking pictures in a casino.
Or no pictures here. No pictures.
Or could there be somebody at home that doesn't want you here? And they go...
That's
you,
always the case.
And you know this person.
Lifetime, yeah.
Where were you? At the track?
A track is said with the same dripping sarcasm as Lasorda's Bavacqua. From whom we heard when we were in San Diego. That was great. Kurt Bavacqua,
nice.
Symbolic, emblematic of sports life in San Diego. Where, you know, and that is insulting, right? Lasorda implying that he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. I mean, come on. You're a major league hitter? I mean, I know Bavacqua wasn't exactly like a 300 lifetime hitter, but even if he was hitting 212. Holy Eddie Brinkman, the guy was hitting 212 for his career. You got to be kidding me. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. But that was a great story, right? He sent the limo
great.
For Lasorda, and he used like a diminutive person. And then he had the pizza with no sauce, and Lasorda threw it in the poor guy's face. That was just the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. All right, we're coming back with Brandon Lang. We're going to comb the strip clubs. Luby, how many clubs have you called so far? Have you found them?
I'm still working on getting them.
Okay, very good. Brandon Lang going to join us, two for the money fan, here on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, live trackside Gulfstream Park, live racing today, 2 p.m. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. We got Jersey Kyle out here. The Greek going to join us as the first of our 8 o'clock handicappers, along with the Professor and Mr. Trend himself, Mark Lawrence. That was great when he worked out the whole thing about how many orbits.
The redheaded stepchild theory was the one last week, wasn't
it? Oh, and it worked, right?
It was working. It was on fire.
Nothing like being that redheaded stepchild, right? You were that last night with your Giants going down on the money line.
Hey, Luby, if you're looking for Lang, try Wild Cherries on Tropicana. It's off the way a little bit, but Tropicana Wild Cherries, I think he may be in there.
You think he stepped it up, went out to like the Bunny Ranch or whatever that is?
He went out to those little obscure places that are out of the way, like off the main strip there.
Now, this is way out there in the wilderness. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 7:45. Quick lesson for the kids out there. Brandon Lang with us, BrandonLang.com, for more of his selections. Wanted to know, what would your advice be for buying a stripper a Christmas present? Because you have such sensational ideas about making strippers your girlfriend and things like that. And the kids want to know, what do you get a stripper for Christmas?
Dude, that is a great, great question. Best thing you could get a stripper for Christmas is, depending on how much you want to spend, if you really want to step up and really want to impress her, find out her shoe size, and you go out and buy her a nice pair of stripper heels and a pair of stripper boots. When you go into the store, tell the girl that's helping you who you're buying them for so she can help you with the taste. I've told guys this for years. If you have the cojones to buy a girl shoes and you pull it off, it's done. It's a layup. It's a no-look job. Plan done. It's over.
Cyril the Pearl Monroe.
Buenos dias. The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Defo and Luby? It's now time for the Defo Show.
Cookies we're gargling with formaldehyde from the selections we gave out on a show last week. Our handicappers were on fire, including this man, Brandon Lang, of Two for the Money fame. And I will guarantee you this, Jersey Kyle, your theory is incorrect. As we welcome you back to a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday here on the ALT Defo Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami and coming live from Gulfstream Park, that this gentleman is not at Princess Bazoom's Boom Boom Room, just outside the Palace Station there, that cheese ball strip club that you went to when we were out in Las Vegas a few months ago. We bring Brandon Lang of Two for the Money fame on the program, BrandonLang.com, where you can find all of his great work. And I would imagine that that would be a step beneath even you, who are very adventurous, Brandon Lang. Princess Bazoom's Boom Boom Room, not happening, right?
Well, you know, you can farm anywhere. There's farming opportunities at every strip bar to work your skills and see what kind of game you got. Sometimes those low-budget places are where you got to start kind of minor leagues, Class A ball, Double A. Just get down there and just do some farming before you step up. You know, before you step up to Scarlett's. You know, Scarlett's is, that's the big leagues, and so you try to run some game on those girls at Scarlett. You got to spend some time down in the Boom Boom, riding the bus for 18 hours and just kind of grinding. You guys, that's what you have to do. You know, you can't just roll into Scarlett's and think you're just going to pull one of those girls out of there unless you spent some time in the Boom Boom Room with the girl that on a scale of 1 to 10 is probably in the face. She's a 9, but the body's probably a 5. Work your magic there. Get some, you know, get a few at-bats. You got to get at-bats at the Boom Boom. You get your at-bats at the Boom Boom. They say you need 1,000 at-bats before you get to the big league. I'm not saying you need 1,000 lap dance, but, you know, getting like 20, 30 lap dances at the Boom Boom before you maybe get up to Cheetah's there on Hollandale, and then once you work your magic at Cheetah's, then you're ready to step to the big leagues and get you some at-bats at Scarlett's.
No, I hear you, Brandon, and I take your advice. And when I was out there in Vegas, you know, Defo can attest to this because we were doing the show live from the Fabulous Flamingo.
Yes.
In a burnt-out room on the 17th floor. But
the
girl that I did get out of the Boom Boom Room, I brought her over. She resembled Butterbean Esh.
You know,
that's a fact. Bob Arum tried to sign the girl to a 12-rounder. He said he only goes 4.
You know, you put your hand in the air, sort of the way those African-American athletes did at the Olympics on the stand. Pulling a stripper out of a strip bar, period,
it's a move.
is cause to get gold medal. It's a gold medal. The Boom Boom, Cheetahs, does not matter. If you're a guy able to pull them out of there and financially only have bought them drinks, that's a win. That's a gold medal. That's a gold medal. Hard to do. I've patented how to do it to perfection. 30 years of grinding in Vegas, and if you're able to do it, you know, put the hand up and take the gold medal. Bam, bam. So, there you go.
While our listeners, Brandon Lang, were doing a Kozatsky rolling into windows, the public was getting buried last week as the bookmakers made out. A lot of underdogs. I think underdogs in the NFL went 12-4 altogether overall. So, that was a good start for guys like you that like to search beneath what's on the surface there, and listen to the usual babble. Let's get right into your selections for this week, Brandon Lang, because you were well-versed on all your college games and well-rewarded for some of your pro games as well.
Yeah, 4-2 on your show. Iowa beat Iowa State. Northern out there plus 7.5. Rice didn't do too well, so 2-1 in college. Pros, Denver got there, Rams got there, and the Redskins imploded. So 4-2 for your listeners. Anytime you can do that, everybody's happy. This week, let's start in college. Home dogs in college so far have been on fire. Week 1 in college, home dogs went 7-2-1. Week 2 in college, home dogs went 9-7. So do the math, they're on a 16-9 run in college. So we're going to go with Memphis at home, plus 3.5 over Mississippi State. I don't know why Mike Leach continues to get all this respect. He struggled at home, laying 20 against Louisiana Tech. They come off the big upset of NC State. Now they got to go on the road to a Memphis team that can score. Memphis put up over 50 in Arkansas State last week. Memphis getting 3.5 at home. Memphis was loaded, and I'll take the 3.5.
BYU just knocks off Utah as a 7-point home dog outright. For the most part, dominated the game. Now here comes light-skinned Herm Edwards. You play to win the game. I get it, Herm. I'm right there with you, buddy. You're chilling in Arizona. You love it down there. But going up to BYU, lane 3.5, get the home dog Provo. Take BYU plus the 3.5 at home. And last but not least, listen, I get it. I get Oklahoma's on fire. I get everybody's and Spencer Rattler. And they still struggled to beat Tulane 38-35, laying 32. And now here comes Nebraska and Scott Frost, and you're getting 20-plus. I'm sorry. I went against Nebraska week one with Illinois, and I got the win and probably was lucky to do so. Nebraska just turned the ball over. I just don't see Oklahoma beating Nebraska. I'm going to take Nebraska plus a boatload of points.
Very good. Memphis, home dog, BYU, home dog, and Nebraska getting a ton of points, 22 and a hook from Oklahoma. All right, let's flip it over to the pros, which, as I said, dogs were big in pro football last week. As I believe they went, is that right, Brandon Lang? You would know better than I would. I thought I read they were 11-4 going into the Monday night game, and underdog covered there, and one of your teams, the Oakland Raiders, as a home dog covered in that one. So 12-4, not bad. You're back to 750 if you're going with the underdogs last week.
We took it. We went to the Raider game. It was absolutely unbelievable. The guy that hit the lotto, my man Mike, the owner of Crazy Horse 3, buys the property before there's ever a discussion of the Raiders coming to Las Vegas. He buys the property. Nice. He puts up the Crazy Horse 3 because the Crazy Horse 2 shut down, which is, of course, where Jenna Jameson first started dancing. And I remember when she was 18 years old and danced for me with braces. Man, those were the good days. But anyway, Crazy Horse 3 opens up. He buys the property. And lo and behold, a year later, the Raiders announce they're going to Vegas. They build the stadium. And guess where his strip bar is, the Crazy Horse 3? Oh, right across the street from Allegiant Stadium. Talk about hitting the lotto. Man, we went in there on Monday night. You had a starting lineup. You had Russians, Ukrainians. You had a European Olympic team in there. It was unbelievable. Oh, my God. It was carnage till 7 a.m. after the big Monday night win. But it is so epic, just epic. It's a whole podcast story because you can't say the carnage. But dogs in the NFL, there were six home dogs last week. They went 4-2, three outright winners. The only two road favorites to cover were Seattle and Denver. This week, we're going to go with the home dog, Philadelphia Eagles. I just got a problem with Jimmy Garoppolo. If you're a starting quarterback in the NFL and you're going to go out on a date with a porn star, she can't be a chunky Asian. You just can't. You can't. You're a quarterback in the NFL. He went boom, boom. He didn't go Scarlet. He went boom, boom. You're a quarterback in the NFL. If you're going to go out with a porn star, she better be one of the hottest. Gianna Dior. There you go. Look up Gianna Dior. She's the new hot thing. Oh, my God. That's what you go out with if you're a quarterback in the NFL. So with that being said, I do not trust slam points on the road with a quarterback that goes out with fat porn stars. I just can't do it. Last week, they had a big lead against Detroit. They imploded. Detroit came back, got the back door. Now they're laying 3.5 on the road against San Francisco. We are going to take the Eagles at home plus points. We were very impressive beating Atlanta. Miami at home over Buffalo. Listen, I watched the Buffalo-Pittsburgh game. I'm not impressed with – I know they got the AFC Championship game last week, but I just – something's not right. They don't look the same, and I think it's going to take them a few weeks to get it figured out. Their defensive line can't get pressure. And I like the fact that Miami was able to go up to New England. I'm going to ride the home dog. Your boy's right in your backyard. Nice. I'm going to take Miami plus the 3.5 over Buffalo. I think this game goes right down to the wire. And did you see Derek Carr carve up the Ravens defense in the second half where they could not stop him? What do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to be? And conversely, Baker Mayfield in Cleveland went up and down the field on Kansas City. I still don't think their defense is where it needs to be. The over-under Sunday night's 54.5. Let's take the Chiefs of Baltimore over 54.5.
Excellent stuff, my friend. All right, ride out the storm out there in Las Vegas. We live vicariously through you, my friend. And it's no wonder they had to, go ahead and try and talk McConaughey out of retirement to come back in there and play you in the movie, Two for the Money, which is still one of the all-time degenerate classics. Brandon Lang, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on the show. Best of luck with all your plays this week. Love the logic behind it. And, you know, the whole idea, as you said, a hefty Asian hooker is not exactly a calling card for a star quarterback to have a big week in the NFL.
Exactly.
So, well, we're going to go with that theory and embrace that wholeheartedly. And thanks so much, my friend, for getting up and being with us, or staying up and being with us here on the show.
You got it, guys. Have a good week.
Have a good week and be safe.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon Lang. There were some very good qualifiers there around Brandon Lang's selections. What do you think, Jersey Kyle?
No, I mean, listen, I like he went with our Miami Dolphins. That's a good thing for Luby. He's probably pretty excited about that.
I would imagine so.
Yes.
But, Luby, you wouldn't have ever selected the Dolphins getting 3 and a hook. That makes some sense, though. Home dog. Buffalo Bills didn't look like they were any world beaters to me last week, although they'll probably win this game by 37. But Dolphins coming off a big win there in New England. People really poo-pooed that win because, you know, it wasn't necessarily aesthetically pleasing.
Well, there was that late fumble inside the 20 that could have looked like New England was heading into the end zone when they got in the red zone there. That big fumble, that kind of was it. You know, that was the drive that was going to put New England ahead, and Miami would have probably
tucked it. But that's what they do.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it was great.
Who is it? Kevin Hart in that commercial? That's what I do. They cause those kind of turmoil-like turnovers late in ball games when it looks like they're about to get beat. So, all right, we're coming back with more. The Greek coming up, he was 4-0 last week, had a stellar week, and the leader of our handicappers, Mark Lawrence, was 3-0-1 in his selections last week. So you got a combined 7-0 there. And the professor, 3-1. So we went 10-1 in this spot last week. We'll see if we can replicate that and or even come close, because that would be a big moneymaker for our fans out there. So stick around. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. A deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday is live from Gulfstream Park. Beautiful thing. Saturday, tomorrow, we'll be at Hialeah Park in the Champion Simulcasting Room with the Hialeah Park Trivia Challenge. It's the ALT Depot Show presented by Destination Sport Miami. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeart Radio app. And we have a huge game on the radio stations tonight. The Marlins in the deal Volkswagen run for 71. Need to go 9-7 out the door, but they have 3 with the Pirates over the weekend. A crucial home series for the boys coming up. We'll have the games for you later on tonight. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
802.